Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Paling's here. Suzanne has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top leaders in sales management. Her thought leadership there is unparalleled. She's the author of the books, the Accidental Sales Manager and the Sales Leader's Problem Solver. She's a syndicated columnist and our good friend, Suzanne. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And I know one of the things you've been working on lately is trying to explain, trying to figure out why and try to help sales leaders, sales managers, not only be successful, but to actually keep their job, right?
Yes, exactly. The average tenure now for a sales leader, and that would be a sales manager, a director of sales, or a VP of sales, is 16 months, 18 months. It's less than 2 years.
Wow.
And this wreaks havoc on the organization.
Well, it does, because I've said 1,000 times, and somebody said it, the person who taught me how to say it said it 1,000 times before that, and I'm sure you have too. Nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. And
that's
if your
correct.
Sales organization is demotivated because they don't have the kind of leadership that they need, then you're not making enough sales, are you?
No, you're not. And my message this morning is to company principals, CEOs, presidents, owners. There are ways that you can help your sales leader stay in place longer. There are things that you can do. It's not a helpless situation. A lot of company owners and leaders spend good time and money hiring a new sales leader. Finally, this person comes on board and they think, oh, thank heavens, I can turn everything over to them. But what they really need to do is resolve to get involved with the sales department permanently, not take it over and not interfere, but get involved on a permanent basis.
So how would that look? What would that look like?
What they can do is schedule regular meetings with the new sales leader. Get out in the field. Accompany the reps on a field sales call. If it's an inside group, monitor their calls. Understand what's being said. Participate in the occasional staff meeting. Call reps and personally congratulate them on closed deals. Talk to salespeople after they lose a deal. Read a book on sales management. Understand the job. Don't get involved the first 2 months that you have a new sales leader. Get involved permanently.
So let's back up a little bit and talk
mm-hmm.
about this whole thing. So you've got a new sales manager, and by the way, and you and I have talked about this before. We've talked about when you joined us before about the need for small business owners, for small businesses, to have sales management and how to put that person on the job. One of the things that I think I'd like to stick in here early on that I think is one of the reasons why sales managers fail in small business is because the owners don't let the managers manage.
They try to make them
take a territory, or they'll say, well, you know what, I'm going to make you a sales manager of all the other people, but you still have to manage your territory. Or if they see the manager managing, that doesn't look like they're selling. It just looks like managing, right? And if
correct.
They see a sales manager and they see somebody like that not in front of a customer, sometimes they can't handle it, can they?
No. They think if the sales manager isn't also producing revenue that they have no business being in that position.
Isn't that the prime reason why smaller organizations, why sales managers fail?
Well, they do. It's nearly impossible to do both jobs well. If you absolutely have to give a sales leader a quota, it needs to be extremely reasonable, and you need to just limit them to a few accounts.
Yeah.
They should be able to spend the majority of their day managing the sales.
And you should tell them, I expect you to spend 80% of your time managing salespeople. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying, and that includes going on calls with them, right? Because you do want them out of the office going on calls with them, don't you?
That's job one. The main job of the sales leader is to coach and motivate the salesperson. And that includes, if it's an inside sales group, monitoring their calls and offering coaching. If it's a field group, going out with them and being on the call.
Right.
Not interfering or taking it over, but being an observer who can help them afterwards and provide corrective action.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now that we've gotten that established, let's go back to your to some of the things that you were just talking about. Give us one or two of those first items you mentioned earlier.
With getting involved with the sales staff?
Yes.
Meet regularly with the new sales leader. That is often.
So what does that mean regularly? Is that once a week, once a month? What does that mean?
Oh, you should easily sit down with them once a week and find out what's going on.
But not micromanage. That doesn't mean micromanage, though, right?
Meet with them. Talk to them. Don't take over. Don't interfere. Find out what's going on, what's happening. So at least once a week, and then a monthly, more intensive meeting.
Does the owner, does the president or the leader, the owner, the person, the sales manager works for, do they attend the sales meetings?
They should attend sales meetings on a regular basis, not interfere or take over, but attend.
I'm going
to
recommend they miss some though. I'm going to recommend that they attend maybe one out of three or something like that, and see how that goes. Don't you think? Because if you're trying to get a sales team to feel like they're being led by the sales manager, that manager needs to feel like they've got some space, right?
I would say at maximum once a month, and they should review some sales numbers, some company numbers, add to the party, bring
right.
some information that helps educate everyone and make them a better salesperson. But no, they should not be in every meeting, and they shouldn't stay the whole meeting.
That's a good point. And also, when they get there, they should make it very clear that you are 100% behind this manager. I have confidence in this person, and I know you. In other words, build them up to their salespeople.
Absolutely. When the president or the owner attends the sales meeting, they are an attendee. The sales leader is in charge of it and calls
them. Well said.
And when they're done, they leave.
That's good. That's really good. All right, I need your website, Suzanne.
www.salesmanagementservices.com.
All right, can they find your books there?
They can find my books there on Amazon and in bookstores.
All right. Suzanne Paling and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.